special counsel investigating Hunter Biden to testify Tuesday on IRS whistleblower claims. By Wendell Hasebo on November 7, 2023. Special counsel David Weiss will testify on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern behind closed doors before the Judiciary Committee about his role in the five-year investigation of Hunter Biden. House Republicans hope the interview clears up contradictions between Weiss, four IRS agents, two prosecutors, and Attorney General Merrick Garland, who claimed in June that Weiss was given complete authority to make all decisions in the Hunter Biden tax probe. Weiss is expected to claim he had full authority over his investigation. He will refuse to answer questions regarding his current probe into Hunter. Consistent with department policy and the law, he will be unable to address the specifics of his investigation, Weiss spokesman Wynn Hornbuckle told reporters. Four IRS whistleblowers and two top prosecutors contradict Garland's claims of Weiss's unbridled authority. Four IRS whistleblowers contend the DOJ twice prevented Weiss from bringing stronger charges against Hunter Biden, including in separate jurisdictions, and that Weiss's probe was politically influenced. U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Matthew Graves admitted on October 3 that he balked at partnering with Weiss to bring tax charges in 2022 against Hunter Biden, broadly corroborating IRS whistleblowers' claims Hunter Biden received preferential treatment. Acting Assistant Attorney General Stuart Goldberg, the DOJ's top tax prosecutor, told House investigators on October 25 that Weiss could not bring tax charges against Hunter Biden without high-level approval, according to a transcribed interview reviewed by Breitbart News. The New York Times confirmed in June the DOJ prevented Weiss from bringing charges against Hunter in Washington, D.C., and California. Hunter Biden appears to be under investigation for FARA and tax violations because Weiss could not rule out the president's son would not be charged for tax and FARA violations, according to the transcript of the defunct plea deal hearing. Special counsel David Weiss later charged Hunter Biden in September with three gun violations after his sweetheart plea deal with Weiss fell apart. The agreement afforded Hunter Biden the ability to plead guilty for not paying taxes on over $1.5 million in income in 2017 and 2018, receiving probation rather than jail time. In addition, Weiss devised a separate diversion agreement that gave Hunter immunity from potential future charges, including a provision to essentially wipe a felony gun violation from his record. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.